the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I should have given the number on the last segment. Forgot to do it while I was ranting. You can call in on any subject you want. All I ask is that you be a first-time caller. We do that a couple days a week. This is one of those days. You're welcome to bring up any of the subjects we've already raised or any other topics I haven't covered. There's a lot of other news I haven't gotten to yet. What we're seeing is a criminal takeover with a bunch of PR experts designed at causing infighting and distracting us and getting us to become mentally ill and obsess over things that don't exist while they run away with the store. The toll-free number to join us is different than the weekday number. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And all I ask is you have a good phone. If you disagree, we don't really screen your calls. We just make sure that your phone works and it sounds good. If you want to tell us what you're calling about, that's fine. If you disagree, tell us and we'll put you to the head of the line. In fact, if you're a Hillary supporter, you go to the head of the line. Let me say the number real slow. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And, of course, so you just dial that on your Obama phone. We got to send Carlos Slim some more money, the Mexican Don, richest man in the world, who makes money off those. He's the only guy that makes money off those last time I read. Or if you're one of the big, rich elitists that support Hillary. You know, the richest people in Congress are Democrats, not even Republicans. It's just a fact that they're at the top of the pyramid when it comes to the government. And that's why they want collectivism. They don't want a free market. They want a cinched-up market they control. Hey, but give me your best shot. I mean, we're on stations all over the country. You've called before. I'd like to hear from Hillary supporters out there. Boy, they're really going after Rand Paul because he's a good man. He's a caring man. He's a patriot. And even if he doesn't win, we've got to defend him because they're going to try to tear down the liberty movement in the process. And I know Rand's got too much credibility to do this. He hasn't thrown me under the bus, even though he's probably been asked to do that about 100 times last month. I know it's been in the news. And he hasn't. He just said, I do a lot of interviews. That's what his dad says when they attack him. I mean, if Rand wants to throw me under the bus, he's welcome to do it. But that's not going to help him, and he knows that. The system's going to attack him because they know he is just Americana. He's not even that hardcore. I'm not that hardcore. I seem hardcore in this bizarre sea of placating ourselves to every form of tyranny. But, I mean, Rand Paul would be a moderate in 1776. He'd be a moderate in 1920. It's just that, Jack Kennedy cut taxes in the major bracket by 50%. The other bracket's 30%. Can you imagine if Rand Paul called for cutting taxes 50%? I mean, he's called for abolishing the IRS and auditing the Federal Reserve and stuff like that. But, I mean, he's just basically called for not raising taxes. And that's like, oh, my gosh. And we caught the Democrats dressing up in hayseed outfits with overalls. And I could tell it was fake. People did image searches and found out Democratic Party operatives in Kentucky dressed up would come out and say, I don't like blacks. I like Rand Paul. Me. I mean, and we caught him in Houston doing it. This is what they do. They false flag. A lot worse than fictitious characters like Francis Underwood. I mean, the only problem with that show is it acts like there's just a bunch of lobbyists and power interests. No, it's centralized. Megabanks run the show. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they fund the gun control groups. They fund the open borders. They fund your five-year-old being taught not how to add 2 plus 2, but how to... Well, you know what he says to him when he first lines him up in Full Metal Jacket. Now they got drill sergeants in there saying the opposite. And all I'm saying is that's not the place in these schools. It's just reached crazy town. We're going to come back and take your phone calls and get to this video audio clip of Tony Blair. It's pretty shocking, but it's par for the course. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones. And you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We're live this Sunday, 4 to 6. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, live, 11 a.m. Central.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world. Alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Hillary Clinton's come out and said, quote, the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. And since the Clintons got in power, you see an acceleration of the elite having most of the money. And that very elite are busy trying to blame the middle class as much as they can for the inequity, when it's the middle class that is the known ladder for the working class into prosperity. And the bigger your middle class, the more prosperous your country is. And our middle class, the last 30 years, has constricted at a very accelerated rate by every metric. She comes out and says she wants to be the champion. I've got her disgusting quotes, read them last hour, of the little person, and wants to expand the middle class. All you're going to hear is vote for her or you're against women. Just like vote for Obama or you're racist. And if they can, they'll run some shill like Jeb Bush against her. Just like they ran McCain and others against Obama. But this time we have a real candidate in Rand Paul. I mean, I know he's a good man. I've known him for 20 years. They make a big deal about that in the news, like I'm some horrible person. And they say he's a horrible person. They say Ted Cruz is a horrible person because he said there were death panels in Obamacare, which they admit there are. It's like, they're horrible. They say fish live in the ocean. Oh, how discredited. When Obama gets up on TV and says you didn't build your business, and if you raise the debt limit, it doesn't raise the debt. I mean, it's just a confidence game. And I look at Infowars.com and a photo of Hillary Clinton that her campaign put out, juxtaposed with a quote by Glenn Greenwald. Opposition to her, Hillary, is going to be depicted as misogynistic. It's going to be this completely symbolic messaging that's going to overshadow the fact that she'll do nothing but continue everything in pursuit of her own power. And you look at that pretentious, predatory, narcissistic rage, that Jezebel look in her eyes that I've seen in other women's eyes that are just on these delusions. I mean, they just believe they're invincible, they believe they're unstoppable, and they just go around attacking whoever they want. This is the woman involved in sicking the IRS. She's really running the White House on the Christians. I mean, this is a despot. And I oppose Bush and the despotism he was involved in. This is way beyond that. Way beyond that. And I think, how long do we put up with these predators? How much will we go along with? I don't even want to say if there was a woman that had the qualifications and who was a patriot, I'd vote for her. Of course I would. I don't even need to say that. I don't need to say I'm not racist because I don't like Obamacare. It's a giant screw job written by insurance companies whose profits are up almost 50% in the last 2 years globally. Globally. Look, just search. Insurance companies' profits up almost 50% globally. Just on the roasting and feasting on America that is Obamacare. I mean, our country is unsustainable with a $19 trillion debt, and we've been signed on to half of the $2.2 quadrillion global debt that isn't ours. And instead of being educated on that, school kids are educated on the plight of the poor gay people. And don't you want to be gay? I mean, I wouldn't want heterosexuals in the schools recruiting my kids. It's called pedophilia. But see, as long as you put something out there as educational or as anti-racist or anti-misogynistic or whatever, it's okay. Like Jocelyn Elders, we find the tapes of her saying, you reach down and help a masturbate. The elementary, I mean, a creepy woman in a general outfit talking about kids masturbating. I mean, what planet did I wake up on? A creepy woman in a general outfit. I mean, I just, you people, you're creepy. Hillary Clinton is creepy. Obama is creepy. Michael Moore is creepy. With his six-armed Nelly security guards? I mean, this is what I'm dominated by? This is who rules the country and the world? Yes, because good men and women are too prideful to be involved. We run our own lives, our own businesses. We have our own friends, and we hide. Patriots and true liberty lovers have been in the closet too long, and it's time we point out what these people are who dictate reality to us. I mean, I'm so sick of having reality dictated to me by these authoritarian dirtbags. I mean, everyone should be what? All over the country, they're trying to say that the colors of things are racist or to say Chinese food is racist. I mean, it's just totally turning us into basket cases. All right, that's how I go to your phone calls. I don't even know who to go to first. Let's go to Emily in Illinois. You're on the air. Welcome.
I cannot believe I'm on the phone with you.
Well, okay. You are. You're on the air with Pumpkinhead himself. I'm nobody. Just an average guy. What's on your mind today about her Lord and Savior, Hillary?
That's exactly it. She is not Jesus Christ. Why is she crusading? It is supposed to be campaigning. He already died for me on the cross. Thank you. Hell yeah, I came from
Austin. Well, I mean, Emily, are you against women? Are you against women because you don't like Hillary?
No, I'm a white-blooded, red and white and blue American.
There you go. Now you're a racist white person. Good Freudian slip. Let's have all the white people commit suicide. That'll fix the problems.
Wait, Alex, before you go for me, can I tell you how awesome you are?
Well, you know that's not my favorite topic, but we don't screen your calls. Go ahead and tell me how awesome I am.
Okay, listen, this is out now. Miracle from heaven. I got on the line with you. It's always full. It's always busy. It's because the American public is talking. My brother-in-law and sister used to work in D.C. My brother-in-law passed from cancer. He was totally healthy. I had a dream that he was to the left side of me, and our whole family extended ago and in front of us. I mean, this nation is turning into corruption. Look at the YouTube dreams of Obama. It's just ridiculous. The American people do not want this. You truly are a crusader. You're not racist. That's the only reason why.
Yes,
they're coming.
I'm very bad. No. I'm against aborting 52% of black people, ma'am. So I am racist. If you're not for Planned Parenthood that gave awards to Hitler and got awards from Hitler, you are racist. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. I'm going to move quick. Robert in Washington, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to share an idea. I didn't want to talk about, the bride of Satan there. I want to talk about an idea I had I wanted to share with you, and I think it might put a financial broadsword in your hands.
Sure. We're not screening the calls. You're on air right now.
Okay. It's called a financial Minutemen. The idea is you could organize a 1 million financial Minutemen that would sign up to a webpage that you have with a thermometer. And then when they sign up, they would pledge a maximum of $10 a month for 1 year. So what you could do, but their money would be spent by you saying, let's say this month I want to call up my financial Minutemen and have them send a check to Rand Paul's campaign. So they would send their check up to $10 to whomever you direct. And then they go back onto the
web. No, that's a super idea, because I've always been afraid of growing, didn't want the responsibility, didn't want to be the tip of the spear, just because of the responsibility and all the rest of it. I've tried to influence others, but I realize it's up to us to really step up, and that is a great idea. I'll look into doing it, Robert. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, hi, Alex. I know you wanted to talk to first-time callers. I actually was the guy that called the other day. I'm a second-time caller about my father telling me that story about the drug dealing. But there was one other thing
I wanted to mention. You had the family that was in special forces and talked about the government drug dealing. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was one other thing I wanted to say, but you were out of time. But
yeah, we're almost out of time again.
In 2012, you remember how the biggest news story was about the fiscal cliff and everything?
Yes.
Okay, well, every New Year's Eve, I usually try to go to a cool place to bring the New Year's in. That year, I happened to be in Washington, D.C., and my hotel was right around the corner from the White House and the Capitol. So I was in my hotel room after we got done partying or whatever for the night, and all the mainstream media had broadcasting that it was live, that the congressmen were in there trying to save the nation because of the deadline. So I happened to walk down to the Capitol, started talking with the security guard. He told me there was no one in there.
Yeah, that's what they do routinely, is they green screen stuff and just lie to the public. Just out of hand, they set that precedent. You should have shot a video report or something on that with your phone to document it, but that's where you can stop them, is exposing the fraud. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Nanoparticle parasites, termed viruses, will only infect the iron-poisoned, copper-depleted population. Parasites require an iron supply in the host to thrive and replicate. Just as chemical poisons, parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and vaccines. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasites. The vaccine parasites have a virulence level that will trigger mass activation now due to iron accumulating at an unprecedented rate. This is why disease, symptoms, and conditions are exploding in prevalence. Disease is caused by the same underlying condition, iron poisoning and low copper status. Measles, Ebola, enteroviruses are nanoparticle parasites. So when the officials say to prepare for pandemics, it is because they know of attempts to release a virulence parasites into the population. And they know the vaccine parasites are about to activate on a mass scale. This is the plan for expedient extermination of the population. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is
Democrats don't like Hillary, liberals don't like her, conservatives don't like her, libertarians don't like her, but the establishment likes her. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan like her. She's getting record funds, and they plan to force-feed this witch down our throats. It's just disgusting. I want to talk to Deborah, Zach, Chris, Renegade Pete, and countless others that are holding. I don't see anybody on the 12 phone lines that wants to disagree with me and likes Hillary Clinton. I mean, I guess all these men and women calling in, I guess they don't like women. No, they don't like a known mafia don, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And we're sick of the Imperial Democratic Party and the Republican Imperial Democratic Party sharing power and residing over the demise of this republic. They've already run up debts to the point of no return. So now they're just maxing them out while they keep the wealth and give us the debt. The military, part of a precursor of Jade Helm, said InfoWars is not welcome at our drills in California. We still got footage. It's on InfoWars.com. And it's of riot control and mass arrest. It wasn't a dirty bomb drill. No wonder you didn't want us there. So that's what's going on at InfoWars.com, is the footage of that and more. Let's go to Deborah in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Boy, what a treat to talk to you. I first want to thank you. You woke me up about 9 years ago in your interview with Aaron Russo about Nick Rockefeller, and it was a fantastic interview.
Thank you.
And my husband and I have listened for about 9 years now. So anyway, at this point, we're opposing a high-voltage power line as part of the national grid that's going through our counties. They're taking out hundreds of family farms, century farms.
Yes.
And my specific question for you is, are there any official documents that link the national grid to the New World Order agenda and links it to depopulation?
Well, I mean, they've got so many studies it'll make your head spin. Even the UN admits it, Lancet admits it, medical journals here in the U.S. that just low-level radiation from cell phones can give you brain cancer. High-powered lines, I mean, that's why your FM radio under one will break up, not to mention AM. There's so many power lines now with data going down them that creates even more feedback that, you know, AM radio and shortwave is almost inoperable in some areas. And it's been in Europe and other areas, it's illegal to have high-powered tension lines close to schools. And they do use the agenda of the right-of-ways around them to also grab more land than they need to basically sell it off. They're using the waterways initiatives to steal land, buffer zones. They're using the UN programs and UNESCO treaties with World Heritage Sites and bioreserves to grab property, not just here but worldwide. So they'll come in with federal and global development packages to say build a dam or put in some infrastructure, but then they'll steal tens of millions of acres, in some cases just hundreds of thousands of acres, it varies, around that, and then give that to select developers. They'll first claim it's going to be a wildlife reserve. They know you forget 5 years later they build on it. I mean, I've watched that here in Austin, Texas.
Wow. Yeah, FERC's behind this, and I appreciate you had Richard Mack on a couple weeks ago, and I'm reading his book, and the EPA is also, of course, incenting this, so I'm just trying to figure out the best approach to opposing this.
Well, you know, people think they can oppose it from environmental perspectives, but environmentalism is only there to shut down their competition. If you connect it to Agenda 21 or to the fact that they're not paying people the proper amount for what the land's worth, or if lawsuits get threatened in a coalition, if any of these go near houses, it may cause them to move it. The best thing to do is to bury these things, but that's more expensive because then you don't have as much radiation going out. The ground shields it. And I'm all for technology. We've got to have a give and take. It's just that data over power lines, that's really dangerous. I appreciate your call, Deborah. Zach in Chicago, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's a blast getting on here with you.
It's a blast having you, brother. Go ahead.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. First thing, Hillary. I'll be quick. She's so New World Order that she might as well be on the back of a dollar bill.
I agree.
My two main points, I'll be quick. Everything, and you say this all the time, we live in a scientific dictatorship. I've been listening to you since I was 22. I'm now 31. And that's what comes to me to say on the show is that, I mean,
by the way, that's their word for it back in the 30s. Aldous Huxley called it that. His brother was the head of the eugenicist program, then the world founder of transhumanism, and the head of UNESCO that runs the UN programs. I mean, the problem is that I've read hundreds of books by them saying this. That's why I'm so angry. It's not my opinion. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. That's true. And it's like, there's so many ways to prove that. Just like you said, you read these guys' words. They've been talking about it.
Tony Blair is all over the news saying it's time for centralized control. Democracy doesn't work. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, they appoint leaders in Europe now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right. It's in plain sight. And so the last point I was going to make was to your newest listeners. I mean, there's not probably a lot right now on Sunday, but, you know, the message to them is, Alex will give you an article and he will say, look it up. Do it once. Do it twice. That's all you have to do. And your mind will start to open up. And then you just see it everywhere. Commercials, TV shows, movies. There is psychological attack in every direction.
It's incredible. And then people say, well, what do you mean? I thought mainstream lies. Well, usually it's driverless cars will tax you by the mile. It's so wonderful. They're telling you the truth because they're pushing it. I take it and then show you a document from 20 years ago where they admitted it was for social control. Then I have the former head of the NSA on to explain it's about control. See, we bring context, and it doesn't mean I have the exact right analysis. In fact, I'm so overwhelmed now that people think I exaggerate. 9 times out of 10, it's 2 or 3 times worse than I'm even saying. I mean, that's what's frustrating, brother. I cannot articulate how much deep trouble we're in. And, I mean, the numbers, as long as it's done incrementally, as long as the media doesn't make a big deal out of it, because we're too busy, you know, wanting to teach 5-year-olds how to be trannies, that, I mean, the cancer levels, if they keep growing like this, half the public will have cancer. A British newspaper when I was there said this, by 2025, that's true. By 2025, half the kids will have autism. I mean, we're dead already. They've already killed us. My God. And they'll just have marathons about it. And don't talk bad about the government being behind almost everyone being in a wheelchair and the highest IQ being 100 now, not 170, because, oh, now you're against the women with breast cancer. You know, because you're asking where it came from. It's so cultic. Sorry, go ahead and finish.
Sure, I'll finish. I'll give a powerful example. You know, what, 1938, Adolf Hitler, we need a new world order. In the Times magazine, it was under every picture of when he was the man of the year. Who called for it? George Bush Sr. You know, they all call for it.
I'm going to hold you over. You're a great caller. On topic. Good, good phone. I want to hear you. You'll finish your point. Hitler was worshipped in America. My grandfather, growing up in Dallas, said on Sundays the big radio stations would play Hitler speeches and translate them. Life magazine, Time magazine, Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. Our government told Hitler to invade Czechoslovakia. They set him up.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some of the big news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Exclusive National Guard trains to take on U.S. citizens. And the issue is there's always been riot control, and you need some of that. For earthquakes, you name it, but it's accelerating. The government's running around like people trying to put out a fire with buckets, basically, like it's the end of the world. They're moving back into underground bunkers. That was in the AP last week. They're gearing up for all sorts of crises and saying in their own documents They're preparing to fight a civil war against libertarians, conservatives, and gun owners. And that's going to be when they fully announce the North American Union, gun confiscation, forced inoculation. We've always said that. They know when they take the veterans' pension funds. I was told by a high-level retired general just 3 years ago, he said, Alex, you know why they're saying the veterans are the number one enemy and will engage in terror attacks against every police department. And I said, no, why? And he said, because there's plans to take the military pension funds. 6 months later, it's in the news where they're like, yeah, the pension funds are too big for officers, and they're too big for enlisted that serve 20-something years, so they're offering them one-time payouts for about a third of what they get. And then you look at these pensions, they're nothing compared to city managers in California and small towns that get $800,000 a year. Oh, but if you're in the military and you're getting $40,000 a year or whatever, that's going to be taken. And then you think, oh, well, we have the debt because of that. No, we don't. We signed on to global derivatives. We signed on to the New World Order's garbage. They're maneuvering us into bankruptcy. We can have incredible prosperity. We can make whole economies out of taking care of veterans and old people. We can do whatever we want, but the globalists are sabotaging it. They want to restrict the economy. They want to pick the winners and losers. Speaking of winners and losers, most people don't know who he is, but a lot of folks might. James Randi of the Randi Foundation has a new movie out. I went and saw it last night. I talked about it in the first hour. I mean, nothing against a love story about a creepy old man and another guy. It's not that they're gay that I'm against them. It's just they're really disgusting. I mean, I can't think of two more unattractive men, quite frankly. And it just went on and on and on. And I talked about the whole gay agenda tyranny pushing it. That was even Elton John, you know, got paid to be at Rush Limbaugh's wedding. I like Elton John music. Sounds like something good for a wedding. I would hire somebody whether they were gay or straight. And everybody criticized Limbaugh, who doesn't even really harp on that subject, just like I don't. But even, I sell even less. And then Elton John got attacked and, like, almost boycotted. And he said, boy, I do see what Rush Limbaugh is talking about now. You people are a bunch of totalitarians. Exactly. A bunch of control freaks. And this guy comes out and attacks me and gives me a scam artist award, a Pegasus award, and attacks me just all over the place. I never really pay attention to it because I was going to see a movie about him. I did about an hour of research. And the stuff he says about me, Alex Jones. Now, let's talk about a bunch of con men. The first one is an entertainer, a showman. Alex Jones wins the main con artist award. I played it last hour. Because he claims he's got an alternative medical treatment called water filters. They'd be like, he's got a thing he claims, an alternative medical treatment like brushing your teeth, you know. He acts like mowing your lawn. It's really weird. Or putting your shoes on in the morning. Whoa, he's discredited. I didn't say it was an alternative therapy. We sell a whole spectrum of high-quality water filters that cut out the pesticides, the glyphosates. We have the studies from the big, major, top firms, three of them, that do the water testing. All of our nutraceutical stuff is tested as well. In fact, we can't believe it. We have the biggest labs in the world, and they say we've never seen anybody do three tests in a row that beat California standards on all of our major products. California has standards so high, no one can follow it. Lawyers had it written that way where, you know, there's like, you know, one part per billion of lead you can't sell in California. You have to list it. We keep getting these tests from top firms back with, you know, electron microscopes and all these spectrometers. And they're like, you got angels or something in there, you know, over this. We just keep saying nothing, 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 nothing. I mean, we have the cleanest nutraceuticals supplements that we've ever seen because we shot for a level of neurotic control knowing we'd be a target. And we've got those published at InfoWarsLife.com. You want to go see the studies and the tests. In fact, we got new ones in, and I keep telling the guys, make sure they post it tomorrow. We've got the side-by-side tests, the comparisons, the competitors with the G2 Pro Pures, the Curly Filters and others. They annihilate the competition. They either remove it all or cut it down to non-technical levels, and then they have some expert get up and say, he claims he has alternative medical treatments with filters, and he claims it cuts out fluoride. Fluoride. as if it's not in thousands of publications, thousands of studies. Just a week ago, London Telegraph, the government says fluoride makes you obese, depresses, and gives you cancer. It's confirmed. But an old man with big eyebrows going, I have a Venezuelan sits on my lap. Well, I mean, if that's the case, you can tell us, you know, magically where to divine everything. So there are some of the tests on the website. You can see EnviroTech Laboratories, all of them. So according to these guys, I guess just go drink glyphosate-filled wells or whatever. And if that doesn't grow your breast cancer, nothing will. If that doesn't give you prostate cancer, nothing will. Anyways, I meant to go into a plug. I want to do a rant. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We have high-quality products there, and it funds the operation. All right, I want to go to Chris and Renegade, Petey and everybody, and Joe and William and Michael, everybody else. I will do it. But finishing up with Zach, I was interrupting you because you got me on a rant. They're trying to get us to deny the Atlantic Ocean exists, this global tyranny. What was your other point?
Okay, I'll say two more quick points. I mean, Alex, I could talk for hours.
Well, go ahead. Just hit us hard.
I'll hit you hard. Okay. First thing, you've said it, how the macho man, the tough guy yuppie, will act tough about sports, and they'll go to the bar and they'll try and fight each other and act tough. Real emotion comes out of what you say, always say, is I get mad about this attacks on my family and myself. And you said, and something that stuck with me, you said, the most good-hearted person is the most dangerous man in the room, because when he's cornered, he can become a demon. It's the 1% that fought in the American Revolutionary War. Just those people.
Well, that's right. And all these weak people like Hillary think they can bully and push and dominate us, and we're weak until we finally stand up. That's why they're arming to the teeth, training, building up the biggest mass ever to fight us. And it's not going to work. In fact, I keep looking at Hillary's face on InfoWars.com. That is the most demonic, narcissistic rage, power-tripping, sicko filth. And again, I'm not judging her that she's a lesbian. I mean, admit it. She's got all these girlfriends. It's that she sexually harasses women like Bill and uses her power over these women and then gets away with it. And she's disgusting. I mean, can you imagine Hillary with these young women? I mean, it's just, it's not a very nice picture in the mind, is it?
Sadly, I think that's the most flattering picture ever.
No, I agree. I mean, I've got them where she looks really ugly, but I didn't use that photo. This is one of her official photos. But if you look in the eyes, that satisfaction, that look of, I'm going to rape you, that look of, I'm going to game you, it's a predator look. Those eyes, that smirk, I just want to get that smirk off her dirty face. Zach, anything else?
Yeah, just one last quick point. New listeners, I would say probably watch Obama Deception. Maybe try that first. And then a few documentaries later, get into Endgame, and it's begun for you.
Yeah, I need to make some more films. I've made one in 5 years. I just do the nightly news and all these special reports, but those films are powerful by the grace of God. Chris in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. All right, Chris sitting there. I'm going to go to break.
Alex.
Oh, Chris, you there? I'm going to go to break, come back to you. Then I'm going to go to Renegade, Petey, everybody else. I'm going to try to shut up and get to John, Michael, William, and Joe, and others. There's a bunch of other news. Obama there meeting with Raul Castro, and Raul said, it's okay, you're not part of the warmongering, we love you, and he's the most popular man in Cuba, Obama is, in polls. I mean, he's a total warmongering, bankerhead globalist, and then you got to watch sycophantic fake leftists. Raul Castro oversaw the murder of over 200,000 political dissidents. And just these two sacks of scrofulous rat turd filth just perched on us. And they have the nerve to pose like they're leftists when they're bloated corporate maggots.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients, extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I didn't mean to go off into a jag, probably spending 15 minutes total of the 2 hours today talking about James Randi and the Honest Liar movie that's out in theaters that I went and saw. It's just, he doesn't just attack me in that same video where he says I'm a charlatan because I say filter your water. I mean, give me a break. It's like, go to Africa and eat, drink out of a swamp. He says water filtration exists. I mean, it's all about how they control reality, like Snopes. Like, because they expose a fraudulent preacher or a fraudulent psychic, then water filtration isn't real. Or you got a medical doctor like Dr. Oz, who does a lot of really good work. He's one of the best people on mainstream TV to tell the truth about, you know, well, vaccines do actually have reactions. That's on the insert. So the people that have questions about it and problems, I mean, I think they are reasonable. You horrible person, you should be banned from TV. Governor Christie came out and said that. How dare you say there's any problems? There's never been a problem. What? They have a multi-billion dollar a year secret payout fund and the vaccine damage fund. That is, the court is secret. The details are secret, but it's admitted. There's never been one problem from the vaccine. I'm James Randi. Dr. Oz, Infowars.com, slams glyphosate, Monsanto, and regulators, allowing its release. Monsanto declined to participate. I mean, they've got so many studies that this grows tumors, it'll just blow your mind. And then they go on and attack him because he came out and said that. And it's the same guy attacking him. There's no science that glyphosate has a problem. I have a big beard and a man sitting on my lap. No one can say no to that. Is that the answer for me to break through to folks and get them off fluoride and open borders and just have a like James Randi, a guy from Venezuela, just sitting on my lap? And then it's all fixed. See, they're like, oh, he has a 200 IQ. He's gay.
We'll find a small South American half your age.
We need to find a small South American half my age. I guess they'd be 20. Randy's like 85, and he's like, we put him right around my knee. Maybe just a ventriloquist dummy. I'll say I'm married to a gay friend, and it'll just sit there and go, you're amazing! You're amazing! That's the whole movie. You're amazing, Randy! You're amazing, Randy! I remember whenever they had Media Matters call me up, they wanted to talk to me, so I talked to the head editor. And I go, you were funded by George Soros $3 million last year. He goes, no, you weren't. And I went, I'm on the Federal Elections Commission link right here. And they went, well, Alex, yeah. I was just like, see, I'm supposed to be this idiot that just like everyone else. Oh, you're not involved with Soros? Oh, okay. He didn't found you with the White House? Oh, thank you for telling me. Because you say what reality is, right? Oh, I forgot. I'm going to throw up. I'm sorry. I want to go to your calls. Chris, go ahead and finish up. Sorry, I didn't get to you. Chris in Indiana.
Alex.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to make a comment about Hillary's announcement, but man, you're a coot, dude. We don't need to filter our water, take nathan iodine or D3 or flush our guts with our organic oxy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if glyphosate kills all your regular gut flora and all the studies and does it to farm animals and kills them. I mean, just you know what you do with government says. Come on.
Yeah, we don't need to look at the Harvard studies that show that fluoride reduces children's IQ or anything. No, we don't need to look at any of that.
I mean, don't even start shit and be on Reuters instantly. I mean, just don't do it.
Exactly. Well, hey, I got to tell you, Hillary Clinton, she's nothing but a lying, pseudo-feminist, gun-confiscating, baby-killing, warmongering scumbag working for the Council on Foreign Relations. I got to tell you what.
I agree. And the only redeeming thing about her is, I guarantee you, she wears full-body black spandex or black latex with a bullwhip. Guaranteed.
Jesus.
In fact, it's her sexual activity, the only reprieving thing about her. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. I'm going to stop right now. Actually, though, it's not murdering children. It's not setting up the Navy SEALs in Benghazi. It's not shipping guns into Mexico. It's not blowing up Oklahoma City. It's not killing Vince Foster. It's not good, but it's the least of the things. I'm sorry.
I mean, she's nothing but a clear Underwood. I mean, the war on women is fake. 80% of the
managers... If you don't support whatever she says, you're against women.
Alex, you've been talking about the House of Cards. I watched all three segments so far. Oh, my God. You have no idea how...
No, no, I never watched TV. I had a hernia surgery, so I watched a bunch of TV, and it's just unbelievable how they make him a hero, and he's obviously a bad guy. I'm out of time with that call. Thank you, Chris. Renegade Petey. I want to hear that you worship Hillary right now.
Oh, I love Hillary Bushton.
Good.
I love Hillary Bushton and Jeb Bushton.
But no, it's Jeb Clinton and Hillary Bush.
That's what the Bushtons, man. They might as well just marry each other. You know, I mean, it's...
Well, the Clintons are Bush fronts, so it's true, yes.
Yes, it's true. But you know what? But here's something else. This is something that even scares me more. And I'm going to tell you, I haven't felt fear like this since I was in the desert of Iraq in 1991, 24 years ago. This SB 277 in California.
You don't want forced inoculations now to go to the governor? Of course, we told you it was coming, but it was never going to come. But now forced inoculation. No. Yes, yes.
Yes, forced inoculation. But you know what? Here's the thing. Everybody within earshot of my voice needs to start calling to California and complaining, whether you live in California or you don't. I have a 12-year-old boy and a 3-year-old daughter. My boy's half vaccinated because I wasn't the wiser. My girl, she's vaccine free. You know what? It's going to start with the kid, and it's going to go to the adult, and if it passes here, it's going to go across the country.
And then now they've got over 200 they want to get approved, over 100 they want to give. People say, well, when I was a kid, I didn't get sick because you took like five. Now it's over 50, and we know the inserts say it screws you up. Read the inserts. Absolutely, it's here. And they've got a whole bunch of other states on the measles thing. It turned out it was vaccinated people that got it. They kept saying in the news, funny, I'm vaccinated, but I got it. And then that's who's spreading it. The insert says it can give you measles and have you spread it. One person died 11 years ago from measles. You know how many have died from vaccines they admit? Just the swine flu vaccines alone in the 70s killed more than 14,000 people. But see, where's the horror?
The thing, Alex, here's my question. Is, you know they're going to pull the end around, right? Here's what they do. They're going to pass a law. They're going to say, well, your kid can't come to school. Fine. I'm going to keep my kid out of school. Then they're going to call CPS and say, hey, you're keeping your kid out of school. Now we got to take your kid away.
And now in California, it's trying to pass laws saying you got to have an education license to homeschool. Yeah, no, it's the state coming in to terminate parental rights. Listen, they passed a law last year, and I warned folks, that they can give your kids inoculations or anything else without parental consent by age 11 if they sign the form. Well, you can't get your kid to buy insurance until they're 18, or you can't get them to have sex with them until they're 18 because it's statutory rape. They're not at the age of consent. They're not ready to make the decisions. But the state's saying, hey, we can come in, and if your kid agrees with us, we trump the parent. I mean, what about that? God bless you. Appreciate your call. I meant to talk about this today, but I didn't. Here's the Fox News headline. Bill requiring vaccination of California children passes first test amid emotional testimony. SB 277. I wasn't getting into driverless cars and what it really means, folks. I mean, this is just hell what they're setting up. Joe in Connecticut, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. You know what? I was just wanted to call and say that we can't tolerate Hillary Clinton. Whenever I talk to somebody about the presidential election coming up, they say, oh, what do you think about Hillary Clinton? I say, well, you know what? I think that her daughter married a scumbag who comes from a scumbag family, two ex-senators. One of them did time for bank fraud.
Oh, they're all criminals. The whole group is a nest of just the worst scum of the earth.
You know what I mean? It's look at the people that they hang out with. I mean, can we let Bill Clinton? Can we let
Hillary
Bill
Clinton and
Clinton
were co-president? They pardoned a bunch of drug dealers. I mean, they are the scum of the earth. Hillary's been involved stealing donations for Haitian children.
Yeah. You know, I mean, from her dirty dancing escapades all through her tours of Africa to, I mean, deleting all of her emails, committing countless felonies. But you know what? I'm lying about Benghazi. The truth still hasn't come out about Benghazi. It's sad.
Joe, it's over the top. God bless you. Who should I go to next? Who's been holding the longest? William in Florida. You're on the air about Jade Helm. Go ahead. Don't you wish they'd put the troops on the border instead
Thank
of having
you for, taking my call. I live right at the back door of Eglin Air Force Base, and they are definitely playing war games a little more than normal. Yeah, and it actually started probably maybe a week before you actually broke the story. And
well, that's the thing I was going to say. Jade Helm doesn't start in a few months. They are doing martial law drills under other names. They're gearing up for something. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I also wanted to say something about, you know, how you've been talking about gays. And, you know, I'm like you. It's whoever wants to do what they want to do. That's fine. But what a perfect way for Agenda 21, because in the future, the way they're pressing this gay issue down our kids' throat, that's a perfect way for kids to grow up and not have kids. So
that's why they said in our film, Endgame 2.0, the online one only, we show the university documents in the 60s, the plan to sell homosexuality so people don't have kids. That's what it's all about. It's cold-blooded, break up the family, the state is now the dad. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. God bless you all.
Hey, everyone. You know, Mark and I were talking the other day about Guns80.com and how people really want ghost guns. They want 100% privacy. So Guns80.com is allowing you now to call them, give your address, and they'll ship you out with a money order or some very private instrument. You can work that out with them. They'll ship you out a gun in a brown paper wrapper so no one even knows you have it. No records will be kept to be 100% private. But you got to call them. 844-2-GUNS-80, 844-248-6780.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.